Medical marijuana bills have cleared both chambers of the legislature twice in recent years, only to be vetoed by former Governor John Lynch. But proponents say this plan, which authorizes 5 marijuana dispensaries and permits patients or caregivers to grow 3 adult plants, is a careful one. Steve Schmidt, a Republican from Wolfboro, stressed that allowing medical marijuana doesn't mean New Hampshire would be inviting problems seen in some other states.
This bill will ultimately, and let me use the word only, assist somewhere in the area of 600 to 800 patients. That's the type of universe we're talking about. This bill will not result in the California experience of a head shop on every corner.
Schmidt authored a redraft of this bill that replaced all mentions of medical marijuana with the term therapeutic cannabis. Governor Maggie Hassan said she'd sign a narrowly written medical marijuana bill, but has expressed concerns that the House plan would allow patients to grow their own. Senate Majority Leader Jeb Bradley said he expects the Senate to support medical marijuana, but adds that the House bill is likely to be amended. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.